Good morning, Abbas. Let's return for a moment to Pasuk Ches. Again, Rifus Tehi L'Sharecha V'Shikoy L'Atzmasecha. What's the subject of Rifus? What will be healing? What will be a salve for your, again, the Gaon understands it, for your flesh? Hasur Meirah of the previous Pasuk, Shehi HaTshuva Tiyah Rifua L'Sharecha. The Rav has in one of the drashas in Alei Tshuva, he talks about how the psukim in Navi speak of tshuva in terms of refuah. This pasuk that the Gaon cites other psukim as well. Hasoleach l'chol avonaichi, harofe l'chol tachaluaichi. That on a spiritual level, so chet constitutes chole, and tshuva is the refuah. B'shikra hi hayira. Here we read this quickly yesterday, too quickly. B'shikra hi hayira shehi mitzvah saseh ki yoshav lo'ava avera chishev olav. So I think what the Gaon here is saying is something very, very interesting. We mentioned, I think, yesterday, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Maharal. The Rambam is of the opinion that the pshat in that Gemara in Kiddushin is that the same way a person has a schar for actively being mekayem in mitzvah saseh, he also receives schar for passively abstaining from a mitzvah saseh. Obviously, it means that the context is such, the circumstances are such that a person could be over the mitzvah saseh. A person is not getting schar for mitzvah saseh 24/7 for not eating treif. But when he's in the supermarket and he's buying meat, when he's eating dinner, so then in a person gets schar for the maniyah from the lo saseh as well. Maharal disagrees and says no, the schar is only for the tsa'ar involved. The Gemara in Kiddushin there tells stories about how there was tremendous tsa'ar. There were instances where there was tremendous tsa'ar associated with the maniyah from the lo saseh. In the Gaon here, apparently, we have a third, very, very new pshat, which is the Gaon seems to be saying that the pshat is like this. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, excuse me, just one second. Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Asei Dalid, So the Rambam here says that again, this is the only element of the mitzvah that he mentions in Sefer Mitzvahs, but that one element of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is Yiras HaOnesh, meaning that a person should abstain from avera. Maybe should also be motivated to be mekayim esed, but let's focus on the first half of that. That a person should abstain from avera because of the yiras haonesh. So kumt ois, says the Gaon, that every time a person is moneas atzmo milo saseh, he's being mekayim an esed of yiras Hashem. Right, so even though conceptually that would align the Gaon with the Maharal that we mentioned, the Hainu, that there's no schar for being nimna from a lo saseh, but practically it would align him with the Rambam, that practically there will be schar, because whenever the person is nimna from a lo saseh, that's an expression of Yiras Hashem. It's an expression of Yiras Hashem on the level of Yiras HaOnesh. It's an expression of Yiras Hashem on the level of just that a person who's Yorei Es Hashem is not going to be Ove Al Dvarav, even without contemplating necessarily the prospect of Onesh. And l'chor, that's what the Gaon, that's how this reads here, right? V'shikri la'atzma secha, hi hayira shehi mitzvah saseh. So he's talking about a mitzvah saseh. And then the Gaon segues to, ki yoshev lo'ova averich, chishev alav kilu asa mitzvah. So how does that read straight? Elamai, it seems to be what we were just discussing. Again, shikui is the marrow for the bones, meaning that a person is receiving something for the same way the marrow is something positive. So a person is receiving schar. Umasha kosuv etzel halosa say lishorecha. Again, the first half of the pasuk is referring to doing tshuva. The etzel hamitzvus esay laatzma secha. What do you mean etzel hamitzvus esay? I thought he said that it's yashav la'ava avera. No, but that's a kima, the mitzvus esay of yira. The etzel hamitzvus esay laatzma secha shabosuv etzem heim ramachi varim. Vishasa gidim, right? When our pasuk, again, as we saw yesterday, the Gaon understands l'sharecha. Again, the lamed is the prefix, but sharecha and is the same as bisarecha. So the bisarecha and atzmosecha of the pasuk is parallel to evarim and gidim. Why? Every limb has a bone, right? There's no such thing as a limb which doesn't have a bone. So atzomos heina evarim, v'habosa hu min agidim. Mashen kein, the gidim are in the bosa. L'chein habosa shehu sharecha hu neged lo sase, right? It's referring to doing tshuva for being oven lo sase. V'atzmosecha, which represents the kiyum mitzvah essay of Yeres Hashem, neged mitzvah essay. Okay, maybe just we'll take one more minute to the next pasuk. Kabbidus Hashem mehon mehonecha umereishes kol tvoasacha. So express kovod v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu by separating from your hon, from your money, umereishes kol tvoacha, and from the first of your crop of your grain. Ki ha'odim tzarach liten beis dvarim. There are two types of nesinos that a person is chayiv in: tztaka u'trumos u'maisvas. Hatztaka hi mammon v'hon shel adam, meaning tztaka comes from a person's cash, right? It's not that there's something specific that the person has to give. He has to give from his money, from his holdings. V'trumos u'maisvos hein min atrua. But trumos u'maisvos, it's not that you have to give the coin $10. Or you give the levy $100. No, you have to give the coin from the reishis d'gancha to yirashcha v'yitzarecha. V'chein omar kavidas Hashem mehoncha, shuhu mamun letztaka, u'mei reishis kol tfuasacha, hein trumos u'maisos menatfuah. V'omar kavid, how is giving tztaka, how do we refer to that, how do we describe that as kavod? How does a person show kavod v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu chone and evyon by favoring, by helping out the pauper, the destitute person? So that's how a person expresses kavod v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. And Moshe, have a very good and productive day. We'll say, be well, be safe, Ezra Session.
Rabbi. Ask a question.
Yeah, please.
Why does the Gaon in Pasuk Ches say that it's chashov alav ki ilu asa mitzvah? It's according to Rabbi Shah, isn't it that he namished?
Yes, I don't know. You're asking very well, but I'm wondering if maybe you're asking very well, but maybe the answer is this. Maybe there's a I'm not sure how to say it. The two ways to say it. I'm not sure which is the correct way. Either that there's a difference in the level of schar a person gets between whether or not the essay is active or passive. In which case, even though this essay is being fulfilled passively, but he's getting schar as though it was something active. That's one way to say it. The other way to say it is that the whole chilik between a mitzvah essay and a mitzvah lo essay, in terms of schar, is the active versus passive. But over here, heyos that it is a mitzvah essay, so we treat it as something active. Either of those two, I'm not sure which. I have to think, to try to think a little bit, Lynetta, as to which it would be correct.
So I'm not totally sure if I understood, just to clarify. Either it's Ki'ilu Asa Mitzvah, because even though it's passive, it's Ki'ilu, he didn't act a mitzvah? That was the second one?
Again, you're asking very well. Why is it Ki'ilu Asa Mitzvah? The way we understood the Gaon, it is Asa Mitzvah. So apparently, the first possibility is true, but maybe there's more schar for an active mitzvah than a passive mitzvah. And that's what we're saying. Not only is it going to be schar for an essay, but it's going to be schar for an active essay. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no. The other possibility is that really, without a ki'ilu, even an assay which is fulfilled passively wouldn't get schar. But you can be. But for the assay, it's more easily to. It's easier. It's more nitan to be machshiv that as something active than it is. How can you be machshiv not eating treif as something active? But yes, Hashem, that you can be machshiv as something active.
And according to the first chat, why would this ki'ilu be true? I mean, why would it be that specifically for your Esther Shannon's Ki'ilu, he gets the sky for doing an active mitzvah, even though he did a passive mitzvah?
I don't know. I'm not so sure that the first chat is correct, that I want to go further yet. I have to think about it more, Lynetta.
Thank you, Aaron.
Okay.